This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I'm balling it up. I'm gonna rock it up.
And born tonight. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. I'm
really feeling old today, I gotta tell you.
Frank, the compliments are just rolling in. And it is a compliment. People are like, hey, I love you, Frank. I love you, Frank. And what did he just say? I've been watching you forever. Since you know, since your early days in eighth grade at Pillar on, you know, local access.
Started when I was 12, yes. Bomberito sponsors show content of the program. Go to bomberito.com. Extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They have one goal. They simply want to make sure there's one Bomberito car in every garage. We fit the bill in the Cusimano household. We make sure we have one Bomberito car at all times. Rather hear the slop without Strick. No offense.
Well, okay, no, let's read those loud and proud. Because the question was last week, 1-2-3 Club, Jimmy Huer did a great job, get us set up. We went from Dave Phillips, who's had a fascinating career as an umpire, been at all these big moments, and then you have Jackie Joyner-Kersee, little Billiken update with the athletic director, Chris May, and then Bob Costas for like 20 minutes or so. And the guys on the slop, Tuna and Strick, are contending that people were upset.
Well, here's the thing.
I think people called them and said, hey, what happened? Did you guys get fired? I didn't see anything in the paper. Well, I think they were just curious.
Maybe
I don't know that they were upset.
They weren't upset. And it's fair to point out something that Strick didn't point out. Had we not been at the 1-2-3 club, or had we tried to do slop as well, he would not have been available because of his 6-2-2 duties.
Oh, he would not
so
even been there.
Slop was not an option last Friday.
And let's face it, the last thing you want to be doing is breaking down the Blues after yet another loss. I mean, there's sometimes it like negativity is good for sports talk radio, but with the Blues, it's just repetitive negativity, and there are no answers. You know, I had a ray of hope yesterday on the program. I felt something good and completely
I thought
wrong.
Something was wrong with you because you were optimistic. I was driving in, and Frank's like, think about it. They win tonight. That's 5-7. And I actually stopped for a second. Went, that's actually pretty good, 5-7. The two losses were horrific, big-time blowouts at home, but you could sell five out of seven to me, and then I thought, but they're not going to win tonight. They're not going to have success back-to-back. Never do it.
And, you know, those losses in the 4-7 streak now, they're all by four goals or more, right?
and the Canucks, by the way, not real good, Frank. The Canucks, not a real special team. So they have beaten you in the last week and a half twice by a combined score of 11-2.
Rutherford had a really good tweet last night just pointing out over the course of the year, you beat San Jose 4-0, you lose 3-2 to Minnesota next. You beat Nashville 6-2, you lose 8-4 to Winnipeg. You beat Edmonton 4-1, you lose to 5-1 to Vancouver. You beat Colorado 4-3, next game 7-2 Calgary.
Wow.
It's a season-long theme with this team.
So they'll bounce back and win tomorrow? I don't know. I still think they're more in the win 1-3 range right now. In Calgary, is Calgary still on top in the West? I'm sorry, Andy has left. I can't. He has the standings printed on his hand every day.
Yes, they are. Or in the Pacific, they are. Winnipeg is up by 1 point in the West.
Didn't get your take. We didn't get on the Andrew Miller situation. It looks like a $25 million for the 2 years and then a vesting option that if he meets the expectations, they'll get a third year out of him. What's your overall thing?
I think it's great. Anything that could be an upgrade, you go for. There's no guarantees with any of these players. And I understand he had an off year, still a good strikeout guy, but didn't have great numbers in Cleveland last year. But don't tell me about age when it's a reliever. I saw Tony Fossett. These guys, Rick Honeycutt.
Especially left-handed.
Left-handed relievers.
Yeah.
He's 33, turning 34. I'm not worried about his age. And if he doesn't work out, I don't care. Then go get somebody else. Spend some more money. Why do you care that they're wasting money? It doesn't matter.
I am curious what role they sold him on. Because I don't think he can be in the same role he was in with the Indians. And that he can't be that multi-inning reliever. I think those days are
passed. So you're saying maybe he's a ninth-inning guy?
Or an eighth-inning guy?
A one-inning guy, no matter what.
Be a lefty guy. That was such an atrocious role for the Cardinals last season. Or even in beyond last season. And they didn't have a single lefty to get a guy like Rizzo or Votto out on a consistent basis. If he's that makes your pen all the better. I'm all in on Reyes being your closer.
There's nothing wrong with it. If he's terrible, there's still nothing wrong with signing him. Then you move on. But I think the bar is kind of low, I guess, right? But Brett Cecil has done this to us, okay? Now we got a guy who's got a good resume. People are complaining about it. I think you take a shot. If you don't take any shot, you just sit around and do nothing. I'm not happy with that.
From a body type standpoint, they got the exact opposite of Brett Cecil. He's not short and kind of pudgy. He's like tall and lanky.
Yeah,
and skinny.
Always been in condition. Yeah.
Do we have any other tie-ins? Does he have like an uncle in Cahokia, or he's got family in DePere? Is there anything we could connect to him?
No, Marcus him, Allen and O'Fallon.
Make him the perfect Cardinal in any way.
Yeah.
No,
I was.
It was a need, and they addressed a need. Now, it may or may not work out.
Yeah, the people were, like, obsessed with the money. Well, what did he get?
Who cares?
Yeah. How does that affect your daily life? Let's just say you're a dentist in Baldwin. Why would you care if the DeWitt grandchildren have $25 million less in their trust fund?
And we finally had a DeWitt grandchild on the show, and I'm like, do you remember Frank is taking a lot of money out of your trust fund?
Did you bring that up to her?
I think we had the son on. I think we may have brought it up to Bill the Third that we've been spending his kids' money. Now, if it limits what you can do, if they spend money foolishly and then they tell you, because of that, we don't have it to go and get so-and-so, that's a different argument. But for the most part, if they swing and miss on some free agents where it costs them money, I think you're just fine.
In terms of money, Brian, you'd know this right off the bat. With the short haircut that Wainwright took and the addition of the Goldschmidt, heading into this contract, weren't
They're
they about
below
even?
Last year? I think
they were below. Yeah. They might be still right around last
because
year,
you're adding now $12.5 million, probably.
Yeah, I mean you're still from a payroll standpoint, you're still at the same.
Yeah,
level.
And that's
you
what
add.
My gut would be they wouldn't go after a Britton because they don't that they kind of have a number in mind for their payroll and they're not looking to blow that up. So that would be a reason not to go after Zach Britton. Although it'd be kind of fun to be bold. And go
oh,
for
wouldn't
it.
That be
and you still have Clayton Shreve, right? Left-hander.
I mean, you still have Jose Martinez. You got to figure out, and he's been rumored in deals before for relievers.
But I'm just saying as far as lefties that you have.
You have Genesis Cabrera, who you got from the Tommy Pham deal.
And people are high on
people
him.
People are very high. He had a very good offseason.
Is Lyon still on the roster?
No.
No.
Okay, so you can move on from him.
Yes.
Cecil, you got to find.
And then you have the kid who started some games last year.
John Gant.
No, the lefty.
No.
Gomber.
Gomber, who you like.
He could be a bullpen guy.
Yeah. You have, on paper,
a lot of lefties
a pretty good bullpen that can get outs late in games.
And maybe what you have in your bullpen that you liked before yesterday is some young arms, and then now you add a guy who's actually done it, a little bit more veteran presence in that bullpen.
So if you had to guess right now, the next move, not who they'll get in return, but the next move they'll make will either be Jose Martinez or Jed Jerko being moved.
Correct. I think the next move is getting rid of somebody. I think at this point, that's their next priority and seeing what you can get in return. I've had people debate me on the Jose Martinez. I'm not sure what his value is. If it's an American League team, people have made the case his value is greater than you think because he can hit and you don't have to put him in the field. I'm not sure. I would love to know. And I think that's their dilemma. If there's not a great offer, then why do you just – you don't just dump a guy that can hit 300.
Cardinals' 25-man payroll last year was $113 million. That doesn't factor in disabled list dollars, retained dollars, which put it over $160 million. As we sit here today, their payroll is $116 million. What is Chuck doing?
This Charlie is as loose as a goose. This is going to be a good hour of radio.
Santa Steve!
Very nice to see you, sir.
That's great. When did you put that beard on? Like this morning? Or, oh, no, it's real. Look at that.
Spectacular.
Year round, Santa Steve.
I got to talk to you off the air. I'm representing my brother.
I've heard a lot about him. Thank you.
That's all always right. Good when they say, I need to talk to you off air.
Yeah. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
We're going to talk to Brian Barnhart, voice of the Illini since 2002.
Him.
We'll talk some bragging rights with Brian coming up at 12:15. Chuck Marlowe, part of the program as well. I think he's really going to dial it up. It's a Friday. He's mailed it in all week, and I think he's going to bring his A game for the next hour.
All
month.
It's going to be a very good hour.
All life?
By the way, before we get out of here, quick word about Winning Streak. Chris Brown owns the company. The plant is in Dupo. It's a small business that's become a giant success. Is your team or club looking for a fundraiser, let Winning Streak build you a custom fan apparel web store. It's fast, easy, and a great way to raise money while promoting your team. Call or email them today to get the process started. 888-570-6194, winning-streak.com. Martin and Chuck, right after this.